Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you eat meat to eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, a great actor, George Sanders. He used to be the saint, but now he does everything. Yeah, very versatile, Duffy. Versatile. That means he makes all kinds of dough. Yeah, you've seen a guy, you know, clean cut, tall, well groomed, smooth. He's the one your wife says, I bet he takes a bath in the middle of the week. What? Well, I've been in the back room looking for that old mystery of mine, the purple dragon, to show Sanders. And you ought to see all the junk I found laying around that back room. Old cigar butts, old newspapers, old bottles, and you remember old Callahan? Yeah, he was still laying there with his mouth open under that leaky beer coil. Yeah, very droll, huh? I gotta get back, Duffy. I'll call you later. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, our singer Bob Graham, Reed Beat Reeves and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, George Sanders, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Brought...
Well, good evening, Mr. Finnegan.
Hello, Eddie. Where's Archie?
He's in the back room wooing the muse.
Wooing the... And Archie, he'll make a pass at anything.
No, Mr. Finnegan. You see, he's fixing up one of his old mystery plays for the movie.
Oh, so couldn't you talk him out of it?
No. Today he says to me, Eddie, you remember my mystery play, The Purple Dragon? So I said, uh-huh. So he said, why don't I fix that script up for George Sanders? So I say, what did that poor man ever do to you? So he said, Eddie, would you enjoy looking for a job? So I said, why don't you fix that play up for George Sanders?
Oh, another play, huh?
Yeah.
I can't... Oh, dear. Oh, we were just talking about you. Hey, I bet you wrote more plays than Shakespeare.
Well, that's no credit to me. He's been dead longer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this Purple Dragon ain't no new play, you know. It's an old radio mystery that I adopted for the movies.
Beg pardon?
Well, you see, Finnegan, a radio show is only visible to the ear. In order to put it into the movies, you got to make it audible for both eye and ear. What we call bifocal.
Well, never mind the eye and the ear. What you got to worry about is the nose.
Listen, Eddie, tonight I sell the Purple Dragon. I got a tuition. A real hunch.
Yeah, I got a hunch, too. After Mr. Sanders reads this play, it'll have a new title.
What?
George Sanders Slept Here.
Eddie, please. If you must be blunt, please be a little subtle about it.
Hello, I see you there, old bean.
Huh? Pardon me, to whom may you concern?
The man doesn't recognize me. Gadzooks!
Sorry, I can't place you, Mr. Zooks.
My good man, think back. May 1942, Duffy's Tavern, the floor show. A comedian walks out and tells the following joke. Quote, my parents are very wealthy. They're in the iron and steel business. My mother irons while my father steals.
Wait a minute, you're not...
Right! Sir Heathcliff Batswick, the world's greatest comedian.
Oh, sure, I remember you, Heathcliff Batswick. I didn't recognize you, though, without the manacle in your eye. How have things been going with you, Sir Batswick?
Oh, marvelous. I've just returned from a very successful tour.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, thank you. I will have a bite to eat.
Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, some food for Sir Batswick here. Pronto.
That's the memucha.
Eddie, that's mucho, not mucha. Well, what are you doing now, Heathcliff? Are you chopping the boards any place? I mean, are you working?
No, at the moment I'm on my vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad to have the time. It gives me a chance to write my memoirs.
Well, that's nice. The old folks like to hear from a fella. Everybody ought to do it once in a while.
No, Archie, these are my memories of the theater. Drury Lane, the old Vic, command performances.
Command performances?
Yes, the memories of a man who's played for 20 years on the London stage. And in all that time was struck by only one tomato.
They threw a tomato at you?
Yes, but what an honor.
Thing like that, I suppose you naturally saved the tomato, huh?
Yes, my friend, there was nothing left to save. It was a direct hit.
I bet you made a fortune in them days, eh, Sir Batswick?
My boy, they paid me £1,000 a week.
£1,000? Well, you know, we've been trying to hire a comedian to work here in a tavern, but we can't afford that kind of dough.
Well, what could you pay?
About $5 a week.
Is that with meals?
Well. Well, I don't know.
I'll take it.
Look, don't you want to haggle?
That is beneath my dignity. Well, if I'm going to start tonight, I better be getting my makeup on. Where's my dressing room?
Your dressing room? Back there in the back room where we keep our pig's feet.
Pig's feet? Pickled?
Yeah.
Well, I should look forward to having a long engagement here. Cheerio.
Turalura. What a character. Well, I better get working on my play here.
I say, Archie, is there a girl in your play?
Yeah, Miss Duffy, a beautiful dame.
Would you let me play the part tonight?
Well, no.
Why not?
For the same reason I wouldn't let Gravel Gertie play Forever Amber. You think I'm crazy? You think I'm going to let you ruin this play?
I'd ruin it.
I can tell. I'm psychopathic.
Oh, you and your silly superstitions. Why didn't you give me a chance? You never can tell. Maybe someday you'll be known as Archie, the man who gave Miss Duffy to the American people.
Benedict Archie. Now, look, please, Miss Duffy.
Archie, everybody has to start someplace. Look at Lauren Bacall. Nobody ever heard of her before she was in To Have and Have Not. She and I were exactly alike.
Not exactly.
What's the difference?
She has what you have not. And besides, she's got talent.
Oh, and I haven't, huh? Didn't I play Camille in high school? Oh, you should have heard me in that death scene.
I should have seen you.
I love you, Armand.
Archie, I'm all ready for the floor show.
Oh, good, Heathcliff. But before you go on, I'd like you to meet the rest of our entire cast, Bob Graham. Bob, this is Heathcliff Batswick. Sir Batswick, this is Bob Graham, our singer.
How do you do? What are you singing tonight, Mr. Graham?
I Dream of You.
Very good. Do you happen to have heard of a little thing that I wrote?
I don't know. What's the name of it?
Oh, beautiful little number. I call it, Don't Worry About the Wood Mother. Father's Coming Home with a Load.
Look, better save him for the floor show, Bats. Now, leave us get started here. Trumpets, please. I think that criticism is a little premature. Ladies and gentlemen, Duffy's Tavern takes great pride and reservation in presenting a new act. That great English comic, the Piccadilly Pixie, Sir Heathcliff Batswick. Leave us all, give him a big hand. Huh?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, good evening. Pardon my southern accent, I've been drinking out of a Dixie cup. And by the way, please excuse my appearance tonight. It's raining cats and dogs, and I accidentally stepped into a poodle.
Them pig's feet must have rubbed off on him.
By the way, have you heard the latest definition of an optimist? An optimist is a 90-year-old man who buys a new suit with two pairs of trousers.
This guy's got more talent in his little finger than he's got in his whole body.
A funny thing happened to me on the way down to the tavern tonight. A panhandler approached me and said, Pardon me, bud, but could I have 10 cents for a cup of coffee? I said, My good man, coffee's only a nickel. He said, I know, sir, but I'm in the habit of rewarding the servitor with large gratuities.
Never thought that one could be loused up.
Which reminds me, today at my home we've just received a little bundle from heaven. Yes, sir, a little bundle from heaven. My midget uncle just flew in from Australia.
Hello, Duffy. Heathcliff Hawkins, a comic. How do you like him? And thank you, Heathcliff.
But I'm not through.
How much do you want to bet? However, stick around a minute. Maybe I can use you in a Purple Dragon. Hey, Bob, sing a song quick. I think the crowd is getting a little tense here.
I dream of you more than you dream I do. How can I prove to you this love is real? You're mean to me more than you mean to be. You just can't seem to see the way I feel when I am close to you. The world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever know, more than you dream I do. I dream of you. I want you so, more than you'll ever know, more than you dream I do. I dream of you.
Thanks, Bob. That was great.
Pardon me. Is this Duffy's Tavern?
Yeah.
I thought so. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back here. Ain't you George Sanders? Mr. Sanders, why are you walking out on us?
I didn't know this place was such a rat trap.
You didn't? Why penalize us for your ignorance? As a matter of fact, the English usually like this place, and heaven knows we have played host to enough of you Anglo-Saxons. Yes, sir, here at Duffy's we know the English from the ground up.
I see. Now, that English you speak...
Yeah?
I suppose that's the ground-up version.
Well, of course, my dialect ain't as dialectical as yours, but believe me, when I choose to, I can make myself as hard to understand as any Englishman. So, sit down and make yourself at home.
Why, George Sanders!
Well, why?
Oh, George, this is Miss Duffy, the sole heiress to Duffy's looks.
Oh, Mr. Sanders, I think you're wonderful in pictures. Honest. As far as I'm concerned, if it wasn't for Humphrey Bogart's looks and his acting, he couldn't hold a candle to you.
Miss Duffy, now, please, if you will be so kind.
Yeah, Archie, as... I'll handle this. Look, babe, blow.
What a technique. Well, now, look, George, leave us get down to brass tacks here. You know, since you stopped doing the Saint and Falcon, what kind of parts have you had?
Oh, everything. Villains, heroes, detectives, artists, lovers.
See? You're a drifter. You should stick with them mystery characters, and I got a new one for you that's sensational. Better than, even than the Saint or Sherlock Holmes. Even better than that Bulldog Durham.
What are you talking about?
I am talking about my own brainchild, the Purple Dragon.
Yes, I can see the resemblance.
Thanks. Would you like to run through the thing with me, you know, kind of act it out?
Well, I guess I'd be glad to.
You will? Oh, gee, that's well, you know, funny. I thought maybe you disliked me.
Well, you're right there. I'm just looking for new reasons.
Don't kid me. You're really a sweet guy, I think. I'll be right with you. Hey, Eddie, we're going to act out the Purple Dragon. I'll need Heathcliff, Finnegan, Bailey, and I'll even use Miss Duffy.
Thank you.
All right, fellas, you all set? We're going to act out the purple dragon. Everybody okay? All right, let's go.
Look, it's a bird.
No, it's a plane.
No, it's a mongoose.
No, it's the purple dragon.
We take you now to the home of the purple dragon, enemy of the underworld and friend of the overworld. Here the dragon dwells with his friend and partner, the famous green spider. The green spider is sitting in an easy chair. He speaks.
I am the green spider. Tonight, me and the purple dragon are sitting dozing in our luxurious duplex penthouse. Two pence. When suddenly, the serene stillness of the quiet is shattered by a tinkling sound. What was that? Hey, hey, it's a rock with a note on it. Hey, purple dragon. Hey, Perp. Purple. Purple dragon.
Coming, spider.
Look, Perp, a mysterious note was just flying through the window.
A note? Leave me read it. Messrs. Purple Dragon and Green Spider, dear Messrs. Be at the Yellow Parrot Cafe tonight at 9 o'clock. I am going to commit a murder. Signed, the Pink Death.
Maybe it's just the circular.
No, Spider, my criminal tendency tells me that it's serious. So let's off to the Yellow Parrot Cafe. And quick, driver, we've got to be there by 9 o'clock.
Quite a place, this Yellow Parrot, Perp. They do a great business here, you know.
Well, how do you know?
I got a tip from the guy in the laundry that does their tablecloths. A stool pigeon named Tattletail Gray. Say, Perp, let's chew that cigarette, girl. Beautiful, huh?
No cigars, no cigarettes, no cigars, no cigarettes.
Hello, honey.
Hello.
What's your name?
Fifi.
Well, come here and sit on my lap, Fifi.
Sir, I don't do that sort of thing. What a dopey port.
Say, Perp, see any murders yet?
No, maybe this tip was a phony.
No, I have a feeling there will be foul play.
You're right there. This is a foul play.
Please, quit ab-libbing, Mr. Sanders. Hey, Perp, look, the floor show's starting.
Good evening, folks. We're about to start the 9 o'clock floor show. The show begins with our master of ceremonies, Mr. Happy Bodkins.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Pardon my southern accent. I've been...
Turn on the lights, quick. Bodkins has been deceased. The Pink Death has struck.
I've been drinking out of a Dixie cup.
Shut up, you're dead. Now lock the doors.
All right, line up, everybody, for questioning. Hey, you, who are you?
I'm the officer leader, Cab Green. Is that all, Reese? You hip to that, Reese? Slip me some skin, man, all Reese.
Cab, did you see this murder?
No, sir. I was latching on and jiving on down with some blues on the old Reed hot box. Is that all, Reed? 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 Man, man. This author's jive is crummier than his English.
Quiet, Eddie.
Reed.
Now, tell me, Perp, what was the rigor mortis shot with? A 32?
No, a 44.
44, eh? Last year's gun. That gives us a clue. Leave us grill the dame.
Okie doke. Fifi.
Yes?
Did you kill Happy Bodkins?
Me? Why, yes. I mean, no. I mean, well, I don't think so. Well, I mean, what?
Well, she sounds all right.
Yeah, let's grill Pierre, the head waiter. Hey, Pierre.
Oui, oui, Your Honor.
Bert, look at him. If that ain't a guilty face, what's the good of it?
When you was a baby, what was the color of your complexion?
Pink.
Pipe, there's our man. Pierre is the pink death.
Of course he is. I knew it all the time.
You did? Amazing. What was the modus operandi?
Well... Well, you see, here's how it happened. There was a revolver concealed in a coat in the check room, which is directly opposite the stage. There's an electric eye in the kitchen door, which is connected by short wave to the revolver in the coat in the check room. Now, at 9 o'clock, Pierre arranged for the waiter to come through the kitchen door at the exact moment when Happy Bodkins started his act. This touched off the gun in the check room and fired the bullet, killing Bodkins.
How did you know all this?
It was obvious.
Amazing. The case of the pink death is solved. Well, I thought that was a pretty good little whodunit. What do you think, George? How'd you like it?
Archie, take a tip. If you show anyone else this whodunit...
Yeah?
Don't tell them you done it. Goodbye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next week when our guest will be Joan Blondell. George Sanders will soon be starred in the title role of Uncle Harry for Universal Pictures.
And if you have a half hour next Friday evening at this same time, remember...
Duffy's Tavern. Hello, Duffy. Next week, Joan Blondell. Huh? Another play for her? Certainly I'll make one. Well, I'll see you next Friday, Duffy. So long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.